Tell us who you are, what you're doing here today.
Good morning. My name is Xiao Ye, and I am senior lecturer from DMU. And today I'm here with Rob, visiting Brewhouse Art Gallery in Burton-on-Trent to see an exhibition done by prisoner artists from Dovegate, I believe a local prison 10 minutes away.
And what are we looking at?
We are looking at a range of artworks produced by prisoner artists, including paintings, sculptures made from materials available to them inside, such as cupboards, papers, sawdust, etc., and different kinds of oil paintings, watercolor.
Should we go and have a look at some and you can describe them?
Oh yeah, sure.
Where do you want to start?
I'm going to have a look at the little introduction to the exhibition, which is called Art and Ceramics at the Brewhouse HMP Dovegate. Art and ceramics in prison offer more than just a creative outlet. They provide a space for reflection, skill building, and personal growth. Through painting, sculpture, and pottery, learners explore self-expression, develop patience and focus, and gain practical skills that can support them during and after their sentence. Here is a selection of works created by learners from the art and ceramics class at HMP Dovegate. Some of these pieces have recently won prizes in the Kessler Art Awards and have been exhibited at London South Bank Centre. HMP Dovegate is also a two-time Kessler Platinum Award-winning establishment. Creativity becomes a tool for empowerment, connection, and positive change.
So my name's Charlie Birtles, and I am Audience and Participation Development Officer at the Brewhouse Art Centre.
What does that involve?
Oh, that's a good question. All sorts of things. The way that I view it is mainly around encouraging people to come and visit our venue and engage with the programmes that we offer. And that for me is kind of that warm welcome, how people access the space. My role's kind of involved with outreach work that we do within communities and making sure our programme reflects those that live in our town and visit our town as well.
How important is arts and Brewhouse's role in promoting arts in Burton-on-Trent and the surrounded area?
Ah, that's a great question. So, interestingly enough, so the Brewhouse was kind of born. So we used to be an old store warehouse for the brewing industry. And it started because there was a real appetite in Burton-upon-Trent of lots of amateur dramatic groups, and they needed a space, they needed a venue to be able to actually showcase the productions that they made. So that's where our origins came from. We are council owned now, we're council ran, we're funded by East Staffordshire Borough Council. So it's kind of gradually through the years that that's become part of the council's asset. But that amateur dramatic community is really thriving, and so that underpins the work that we do. And then as a team, as an arts team, we enhance that with programming other professional shows into the theatre programme. We also run a workshop programme, and that links across many different disciplines, so whether it's health and wellbeing, we work with the social prescribing service.
So what's the kind of work that you describe, the work that's visible to us?
As you come...
What was your first impression when you walked in?
Colours. Definitely the vibrancy of colours that you see. And I think all of the artworks are really, really colourful. And also the variety of categories. I kind of assumed that it was probably mostly paintings, but there's also ceramics and sculptures. I've not had time to dive deep, but I feel like each of them have a lot of information, and some of them have text written on the artwork as well. For example, I'm standing in front of this piece called Battling My Addictions, which is a ceramic acrylic piece called Jack in His Box. And it is a clown type of figure on a square wall structure. And the clown is wearing purple polka dot coat, a pointy light purple hat, yellow face, and there are butterflies at the base of the structure. And the text read, "A day in the life of battling my addiction. I'd always rise and fall, but now I've come out of the darkness. I'm finally standing tall. With a spring in my step, I'm finally free. Free of my addictions and in recovery. After working on my addictions and finally unpicking all my inner locks, nobody will ever put this Jack back in his box." Now it's fun. We were just looking at the exhibitions and telling listeners a little bit about the exhibition. Do you want to introduce a little bit of your collaboration, especially over the years, and how did it start, and what's like how it's changed over the years with Dovegate?
Yeah. So HMP Dovegate, this is their first year in probably about, I'm going to say, 5-6 years of re-exhibiting at the Brewhouse. So my understanding is kind of prior to the COVID pandemic, they used to exhibit here quite regularly, almost annually. And we were approached by Julie, who oversees the education program at HMP Dovegate, to try and resurrect that as a collaboration. So we're quite gifted in that we have lots of space at the Brewhouse. We run a professional gallery program where we curate exhibitor showcases, mainly local artists. And then we also have our community gallery space. So for me, Dovegate really fitted well as to what we'd like to showcase within that community gallery in terms of, for me, the exhibition gives a voice to those that are unable to share at this moment in time. And it connects them to the communities that they're wanting to kind of step back into once they've ended their rehabilitation process. Julie got in contact with us. She's full of energy, full of passion for what rehabilitation and skills development can really give to those that are prisoners within HMP Dovegate. And I have to say, the reaction from those that come into our doors every day, it's really been vibrant in the space. There's such an array of talent, the level of skill that many of the artworks demonstrate. And for me, myself, a lot of the curation elements of the exhibition in terms of, you'll see kind of interpretation panels underneath of each of the artworks, they really tell a story for me of the individual that's created that artwork. Some are really quite personal. You can really tell how much that has, through creating the work, how much that's helped them upon their journey, and provided a space for them to kind of reflect as well.
Are there any themes like the Kursler exhibitions for Dovegate exhibitions here?
They haven't this year. I think many of the... So it's interesting, we timed the exhibition so that it allowed HMP Dovegate to exhibit works at Kursler and then it would come here afterwards. Because I understand they're very successful with the awards. They exhibit there quite regularly, and understandably so. They are rewarded from that with the awards that are given. So no, there's not been a general theme that they've worked to for this exhibition. For me, it's just it's an array of what that individual has wanted to create, to showcase. And not the new artworks are new, I understand. You know, some will be favoured, originals that kind of were developed many years ago. But they won't, they've found the opportunity to showcase that outside of just the prison service.
Can you buy them?
Good question.
Because at Kursler you can, and bought quite a few from Kursler.
Yeah. We had in our initial discussions, we did talk about having them for sale, I think given that this is the first time back exhibiting, they haven't put them for sale this time. But I think in future, there's been many conversations with the tutors as they were putting up the artworks that they could be for sale. The original conversation was around any revenue generated through that could then be given to a community course. You know, that wouldn't be a profit, it would be a donation in that sense as well.
Do you have any favourite or anything that stands out to you?
Yeah, I think I pointed one out to you originally when you first stepped in through the doors, which is so it's a miniature train set that on the face of it looks like it's made from wood or like it's a plastic model. It's called A Tribute to the Local Workhorse, and for me, I think what I was so struck by was the intricacy of it. It's so delicately made, but also it's made of paper, which I think is quite surprising. It looks really robust, and I can just imagine that it's taken so much patience and a dedication of time and passion by the person who's created it. Obviously connecting to the place, it's talking about it being once being a common site in the Midlands, hauling passengers and freight. He built the model entirely from recycled materials, card, matchsticks and sawdust, following an original drawing. And he was inspired by both its design and legendary legacy. So yeah, I was inspired by it too.
What then is the value? And I mean, from a general perspective, you're not involved with them directly, with the people who've made the work directly, but what do you think the value is of... because one of the big focuses is rehabilitative work. What do you think the value is for doing art like this and exhibiting it and being part of something more than just self-reflection in a locked environment?
It's part of the bigger picture, isn't it? It's connecting to a wider world that's outside of the service that they're sitting within currently. To create a piece that's then seen by other people, external, that are within the communities that perhaps they might not have lived in, but I think that's something quite powerful, and it's giving them autonomy and a voice to be able to share with other people what they're currently experiencing through their rehabilitation process. I think I've also touched upon as well that as part of the exhibition there's a comments box where they're asking anyone who's viewed the works to share their thoughts either about a particular piece or just the exhibition in general. And I think that's a really powerful tool to be able to give that back to someone as well, and to hear or see the words that have been written down about something that they've created that another person has seen. I hope that that will benefit them in terms of their self-worth and confidence and pride in what's been created.
I was chatting to an artist yesterday, and I asked the question, what are they looking forward to? And they said, getting out into the spring and seeing the world. And this is a group of people who can't do that. And so they have to draw on something inside themselves. How do you think, from looking at the work, what would be your interpretation of that inward, you know, self-reflection process? Or, you know, does this fit with other art activities that you run here, and that your experience of working with different types of artists? Because you know, it is a case of people who are locked away and they've got to learn to use their imagination, I suppose.
Yeah, definitely. I think you can pick that up in some of the artworks. You can see that I'm thinking of, on the board behind me, we've got Frida Kahlo portraits that have clearly gone through a process as well, where there's been a pencil drawing.
That's the one I saw in Kursler this year. I saw that one, yeah.
You can see it's gone through a process of a small portrait, a large enhanced acrylic painted canvas, and the design's changed a long time. So you can almost see the transition process there of starting quite small, of not being quite sure, of testing things out, to then really gaining momentum and confidence to that large scale, vibrant painted canvas that has butterflies decorated across it that, you know, it feels much more emotive than a pencil drawing that's been almost a carbon copy from perhaps a Google image or, I think that demonstrates that kind of transitional process as well.
I mean, I suppose we're seeing this at the output end, mm-hmm. and it'll be interesting to talk to Julie at the what this is, process is like at the input end, so we'll try and arrange that at some point. Mm-hmm. What's the kind of, I mean, the is it a trust that runs, you know, there's a board for Brewhouse, and how does that feed back in? Is there a positive reinforcement for the work that takes a place in Brewhouse more generally? Does this kind of work give reinforcement or encouragement for that, or inspiration for that?
I think, given we have many user groups that come and use our space, whether that's attending a show or a workshop or putting on a performance, I think to see creations in an environment, and to understand that they've been made by a person by hand, I would say is inspiring. Or I don't know what the word I'm looking for is, but it.
There's something which we're not very good at expressing these days. There's a joyfulness to it.
Yeah, there is. I think I mentioned that there's been such a vibrancy in the space, and it's not just the colours that are used on the canvas. It's the fact that it's full of creative ideas and creative minds that have produced an output. So it's almost you can, yes, it's an output on a wall, but you understand it's going through a process as well. That's been obvious to us, I think. Those lots of passing comments of it's been great to see the artwork. And even those who might not necessarily engage in creating artwork.
I've got one more question, but have you got
I was interested to know if you've organised any kinds of events associated with this, so it's not just on display in a space, but for example, I could think of maybe a workshop with whoever is interested, or a special day where the family members of the prisoners come and they talk to each other, or they talk about their experience of incarceration because it affects community as well. So is there any other related activities?
Yeah, so the employees of Serco and the families of those who had loved ones who created the artworks, the artists behind the works, they had an opening celebration event on the on an evening for a couple of hours where they could come and view all the works. They had lots and lots of food that was created from the in-house kitchens as well, which was very well received. And it felt like a real celebration. So they had, I'm going to get this wrong now, but they had High Sheriffs here as well, for Derbyshire and Staffordshire as well, which I suppose for me kind of spoke of the significance that they held on this exhibition, that it was something to be really celebrated and recognised from not just the families of individuals or not just the employees of a much wider circle as well.
I'm going to crack a poor joke. It takes more than a probation officer to bring about rehabilitation. It needs a community around it. I won't use that one too often. The last question I've got for you is, where can people find out more information about Brewhouse?
Oh, yeah, of course. You can visit our Brewhouse website, which is brewhouse.co.uk. There are a couple of brewhouses. There's one in Taunton, but we are Brewhouse Art Centre in Burton-upon-Trent. So we've got website, Facebook, Instagram, X, wherever you want to. Yeah, all sorts of social media profiles as well. So, yeah, visit our website. We have seasonal brochure as well, which is viewable on the website, or paper copies if anyone is nearby and wants to come pop in.
It's quite surprising that I've just made the connection now that I'm here, that they are Dovegate, which I actually, it's probably the only one of the few prison names that I've remembered from Kursler, because of how many multiple submissions they always have each year. So I've been going to Kursler exhibitions in South Bank Centre for 3 years in a row now, and Dovegate definitely stand out as an institution that really support art. So it's a really nice surprise to see that they are here in the Midlands and be able to maybe connect in the future with them and get to know more about their institutions. Like you mentioned earlier, it's all about connections. People are doing things in pockets, and if there's not a chance like that, you might be an hour away and never hear about each other. So
just explain what Kersler is.
So Kersler Arts is a arts and criminal justice charity that's been around for a very long time, probably over 50 years, if I remember right. And they are the biggest prison art competition in the UK. They have, I think, more than 50, 60 categories of submission. So you can submit spoken word, poem, painting, drawing, sculpture, pottery, all sorts of different kinds of artwork through your institution to Kersler, and they have a panel of artists to judge your work, and selected work is exhibited at the South Bank Centre in London around November time, and they have different artists curating the exhibition. Ai Weiwei, for example, curated one exhibition for Kersler a few years back. So it's always a great event to go to. There's guided tours, there is talk, sometimes spoken poetry evenings where ex-award winners that's returned to the community will come and present their work and talk about their experience.
How then does this exhibition fit in with that wider picture of art in the criminal justice process?
I think on different levels. For example, you just notice the institutional difference. So you're reminded, at least for me as someone who works in this field, of the process, what the process involves. That's so much more beyond the end product. For example, policy, management, support, and also passionate individuals that really is needed. Just because there's a Kersler Award in the UK doesn't mean that all prisoners and all prisons in the UK gets to be part of it. There are many institutions that do not have such level of support. And so you do see that side of arts in prison. But amazingly, there are loads, there are thousands of submissions each year, which means that those officers behind them that help them, and sometimes you can see those support being mentioned in the artwork as well. And this year, so for example, I've heard one of the officers who's always supported a prisoner who submit each year has passed away. So it manifested in the work. So you see the nuance in the process through the exhibition.
And given the your experience and your research experience in this kind of field, how does this add support, fit with the kind of work that you see and you're interested in?
I think having a prize in competition is quite special. It's different from just having exhibition because there is more intense interaction between the artist community and more interaction between the so-called professional and amateur creativity, and also having a curated themed exhibition also give it more focus, so general public can engage it with, it's easier for them to process, I think, how does this exhibition relate to other exhibitions that they see in galleries and museums every day. It's not just focusing on their identity as being prisoners and making a big deal only on the fact that they're incarcerated, which could be sometimes romanticized or, you know, but it's on the artwork and creativity itself, which is situated in prison, but it's about the person, it's about their life journeys, and it's about creativity itself. Thank you very much for listening. Please stay tuned for more episodes in the future.
And you can find more information at INCJ website.
And you can find more information or get in touch with us and through our website, INCJ.
We'll put it in the, criminaljusticenetwork.net. It's all right, it goes out on the thing. That's fine, okay. Let me do it.